something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
it's our top five NHL playoff jams.
We meet Gork Gok Ghost
and the winner of our worst lyric ever contest. It's all coming up right now on TNT. 105, Bob.
105. 105.
Hey, when the Toronto Blue Jays baseball club played in Montreal at the Big O,
yeah,
our bod Andrew Stokely taped the announcer introductions. And several of the bods that listen to the podcast were kind enough to say, why didn't they hire me to do it? But the actual guy was no bigger or more cartoony than I am when I do it as a joke. Yeah. It actually was Russell's Martin. it was amazing.
It was exactly the same.
So much going on in the world, bud, and so much going on in sports. Did you watch Sergio win the Masters in the playoff hole?
The Masters was amazing. Big turned into a showdown with Justin Rose, who's a previous major winner at the U.S. Open in Marion. But Sergio finally won a major, which was the monkey on his back for decades.
Didn't do it the easy way either.
No. He missed a couple putts, but the way he played the playoff was perfect. So to birdie it, and I think better for Justin Rose to lose by him birdieing means he didn't have to make that putt to save par, so it kind of softens the blow there for him. But
not to Norm MacDonald the golf of it all and talk about it in such detail that people who didn't see it are like, okay, I'm bored.
Yeah, no, but already. That's golf.
In broad strokes, on the first playoff hole, Justin's tee shot went into the woods, and he chose to just punch it out, which is a really safe play.
Well, he was hoping for more, but that's all he got for sure.
Shouldn't he have gone for it, though?
No, that's the best he could do. He couldn't go for it when the trees are 3 feet off the ground in front of you. There's nowhere to go up. So he tried to hit it as hard as he could low, and that's all he got, like 30 yards.
Played himself.
Bad tee shot.
Thank you, by the way, to all the bods that shared their stories of kidney stones after last week's episode. I have come to find out that my episode was, though painful by my standards, really getting off pretty easy.
Yeah.
Some people, like somebody sent us a thing that said they had a 9mm kidney stone. They had to go in with a laser and blast it out. And so it came out in pieces with rough edges, presumably.
Yeah.
Someone else on News Talk 1010 last night, Lauren Meservey was filling in for you. And this guy named Mel called in and said he had to get a urethroscopy. Or whatever that would be called. He had to have his horn rebuilt from inside out. Because there was, he said it was the size of a fingertip. And they had to go in to get it. So suddenly my little grains of sand just seemed like a diary entry.
He had like a full on, more than a peppercorn.
It was more than a peppercorn. It was like a marble.
One of the big marbles, like the king marble you have to shoot down.
We used to call those bonkers.
The big marbles?
Crystal bonkers, yeah. What did you call them?
I don't know, just the big ones.
We called them bonkers. There were crystal bonkers, there were like regulars, there were Milky Ways.
Yeah.
Did you guys play marbles at your school?
Yeah, no, I'm old enough to remember how marbles was working with their circle around and the little circle in the middle and you pound the other one away. Classic.
Yeah. Yeah, but you try to get it in the hole on your first chuck.
Yeah, people fight right away over the marbles.
Yeah, there's shoving involved.
Little Rascals was a great example of marbles play.
I love the marbles.
Yeah, you ever get hit in the head with a bag of marbles?
No, but I gather you did.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying. That'd be like...
Sounds like another game you and Jet would have played.
Well, remember in the Cannon film... Charles Bronson Death Wish, when he goes and he gets all tough and he throws the quarters into a sock and starts beating up bullies with it in the park.
Don't remember, bud.
It's a classic.
Don't remember, bud.
Hey.
But I'm really excited for the show today because, first of all, you came up with a game that we're going to play later that is really exciting.
Yeah. Oh, we're playing that later?
Yeah, we're going to play Gorkgak, which is...
Oh, yeah, that's...
We're going to give each other a variety of scenarios in which someone would be making a speech, and then they are struck by a sudden choking moment. You suggested that it might be a ghost having its way.
A ghastly ghost that just is not cool whatsoever, but...
Having its way with your mouth as you're trying to deliver a speech at an important moment in your life.
I would imagine it's
the name of that game.
Talony cat-like thing because it can jump on your shoulders, no sweat.
But it's a ghost. We're going to start with, because playoff fever is sweeping most of the country, sorry, Vancouver, we're going to start with the top five playoff jams. Yeah. I was just on StubHub and I was just on Expedia. And there was part of me that was like, should I break the bank and go to game one in Edmonton on Wednesday night? But that's a lot of dough, bud.
It is. Yeah, you might want to hold on a bit.
Worst seat in the house is 300. You can pay $2,000, obviously, for the best seat in the house. And that's not even getting you there and putting you up somewhere.
It's about to get... Yeah, why don't you... I mean, if it starts... rolling, then you know. Then it's time to start spending some money on some tickets. Let's start off with the first jam.
Well, can I tell you something?
Would be
my secret plan, by the way.
What
is my secret plan? Is if round two is the Battle of Alberta, we'll go out for game one of the Battle of Alberta, and maybe even like Jared Kiso and Nathan Dales from Letterkenny will come out because they're Flames fans.
Yeah.
So maybe we can have, we've already called it the Battle of Palberta.
Oh.
So maybe we'll get a bunch of bods to roll out to game one of the Battle of Alberta. That'd be wicked.
Albada.
Bodberta. Alberta.
This is the jam of the two guys that are road tripping.
Okay, where are they going?
They're going to, the one's an Oilers fan and the other guy's a Flames fan.
Oh, they're Alberta bound.
Yeah.
How nice.
It could be Bernie and Gord going to playoffs.
Care to make a friendly wager on tonight's contest, Bernie?
Well, we got all day to drive.
I'm going to tell you something for free. The way Connor McDavid has been playing and Milan Lucic too, my hard-earned dollars would be spent on those guys.
I don't know. I've been watching a lot of footage on that Johnny Hockey.
Anyone who gives themselves a nickname that's the sport that they play is maybe getting a bit big for the raisin. Getting a bit big for his britches.
Hey, you want to stop up here at Timmy's, grab something?
If it's okay with you, ever since I spilled a hot tea on my horn at Tim Hortons in Orillia, I kind of... bypass the place because I have sense memories that take me back there. Pretty sure that's how I got kidney stones.
Well, why don't you, I mean, you changed your pants. You're not going to get... You know now not to drop it. Do you want to...
What if we stop at the Robin's Donuts so I can get a Breckwitch? Or is Robin's Donuts only a Maritimes thing?
Yeah, there's no Robin's here.
What if we go south of the border to a Dunkin' Donuts?
Pass me the thermos.
What's in here, soup? Or is it the tears of Bruce Coburn?
No, pass it over.
Bernie, what have you got in that thermos?
It's raspberry moonshine.
Give me a pull on that real quick, will you?
Come on, Gord, you haven't drank in 17 years. Don't.
No, but tonight we celebrate.
Oh, come on, Gord.
Sweet Lamb of God, does that ever take the edge off? Just don't tell the new little wifey that I was on the liquor. Do you mind if I take my shirt off like the old days?
Oh, I don't mind. I'm going to do it too.
Actually, on second thought, it's a little drafty in here, and I don't have my throat spray.
You keep your eye out for moose.
I I would pay big money. That's how you go to that game. You go in the back seat of the car that they're driving. The back seat of the Cutlass Sierra that Bernie's driving out to the game.
And Gordy falls off the wagon going up the highway.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's calling, bud.
Oh, I think the inspection's done on our car.
No.
Yeah.
She's all ready to go?
She's all ready to go, ready to be picked up.
Well, isn't that fantastic?
So there's playoff jam number one in the books. Where should we go for the next one? The Sens, could be Habs Rangers.
Habs Rangers, or we could stay out west, and just because there's two teams, they should get two jams.
All right.
How about we could be working the door at a bar?
Oh, okay, and they're showing the game?
Yeah.
Perfect. My name's Chav.
Chav?
C-H-A-T-H. Chav.
Chath?
Chav. It's like maybe his name was Charles when he was a kid, and his brother pronounced it Chav.
Chav. I hate that name, but yeah, Chaz.
But it's not it's the Chav.
Oh, that's solid. Okay.
Chav, what's your name?
I'll be Benson.
Okay.
You ready?
Do you know what's funny is all the time we put into who the names are, and then we never use the names in the thing.
No, I know. Chaz is, that's greasy.
Hit it.
We're in, dude. We're going. All night Benson, tonight, man.
Benson, it's game two tonight, bud. We're going to have people trying to sneak liquor in because they're fired up. Flames won game one. We need to watch out for these nut jobs trying to sneak in here with liquor on them.
You got to see.
And even if that means you have to give them the business under in the undercarriage, that's where they're smuggling it in these days.
Check how I can, look how far I can put my arms back on the pool table. Look.
I didn't realize you were that flexible, Benson.
Yeah,
that's
man,
rad.
Check that out. I can, like, been practicing that one.
Hey, Kylie is stopping at Hortons on her way in to work the shooter bar. Do you want anything?
The Hortons?
Yeah.
Yeah, get me a couple Dutchies.
Do you want me to pass them from the left-hand side?
Well, if you can do that, I'll do that too.
Hey, Benson, listen to me, man.
What?
Tonight when people are trying to sneak into the bar,
yep.
Don't be afraid to cup the bag. That's where they're taping stuff nowadays. Cup the bag, bud. That's the tip I'm giving you. Saturday night was nuts in here.
I like literally. Saturdays. Some guy came up to me last night, and he said I was looking at his girlfriend. I totally wasn't, but then next thing you know, he had a steak knife out.
Well, it's funny you'd say steak knife, because I caught a guy trying to smuggle a hoagie between his cheeks.
Okay, that's it. Jerry
that's
Mercer.
That's enough of those dudes.
The drummer. Benson and Chaz.
Chav.
Oh, it's Chav with a V?
With a T-H. Chav.
Chav.
Yeah, because my brother, my name is Charles, and that's how my brother pronounced it when he was a kid.
Chath.
Do you know what we've never talked about? We've never talked about how fired up people were over grandparent name combos.
Oh, the my beep bop and bing bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that.
What was the winner was Fluffy and Moo.
Yeah.
And Moo was the grandmother, her name was Mora. And Fluffy was because the grandfather was so frequently gaseous. Moo and Fluffy.
Derpa.
That's the best ones. That's even better than Nana Bumpy.
Derpa and Merpa.
Derpa and Merpa. All right, let's go to Quebec for the third one.
Okay. Quebec. Here we go. This fits. Talk about how psyched.
Bon, my name is Sebastian.
Sebastian?
Yep.
All right, I'll be the Montreal. I came from north upstate New York.
And perfect.
And my name is Randall.
Perfect. Sebastian P. Randall.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Rangers are taking your boys, eh?
Bon, je don't think so. Ranger puis les Abs ce soir. It's game ones. On va gagner ce soir, Randalls.
At least we can agree on one thing, is this song is pretty good.
Hey, Bon, would you care to make a wagers?
Yeah. I'll bet you $40.
$40. $40 American?
Sure. I think I got some from my mom.
75. 75 Canadian?
75 Canadian?
Yeah, 40 US is 75 Canadian with the exchange.
Sure, that sounds good. Let's do it. I guarantee that, Hank, this is a great series because Hank is going to show everybody that he's a better goaltender than Carey Price.
Bon, anks, but no anks. Wait till you see Carey Price's in the net. Bon, he will stop that puck.
He's gotten them
hey,
this
Randall,
far.
Reminds me where we met again.
This is the... Know what the sound that the Canadians are going to make during the second game? After the second beating? It's got, 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 got.
Oh, it's a choke noise.
Yeah,
this will be good.
Yeah, that's it.
Very funny, Randall. Hey, Randall, do you know that noise a Ranger will make?
What's that?
Do you know the noise a Ranger will make when they lose a game?
What's that?
The noise they will make will be like, oh, because they are sad that they lost. The joke is lost in translation. The noise that they will make is like, aw, because they are sad that they lost a game. Yeah, in French it would play huge.
In France for some reason.
That joke would fly in Edmonton.
Okay, you ready for this jam?
Yep.
You can be. You want to do Senators and the Bruins?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you want me to be the Bruins fan?
Sure.
Okay.
I know who I'm going to be, but I'll surprise you.
Dion Phaneuf?
No.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Playoff jersey out. It's time for a little playoff hockey. Yeah. Oh, I love me some playoff hockey.
There's no way
Wouldn't mind getting my hands on that Dion Phaneuf. Ever since Curtis Lazar left, he's my favorite one. Yeah.
Let me turn this tune down a bit here.
I like it better when you can smoke in the rink.
Hang on there. Listen. Sick and tired of hearing you crying, freaking out. Why don't you go have another cigarette, Norma?
It's Bonnie. Yeah. You know, ever
call
since
me by my real
games,
name. Call me by Christopher. Say it right.
I'll call you whatever I want. I'll call you loser is what I'll call you, because you're not going to beat my sins. Yeah. I know that ever since they made hockey games non-smoking, they've had less appeal for me. I liked when you could barely see the players through the cloud, a haze, you know.
Bottom line, the Bruins are done. They're going to crush this. They're going to win. No problem. Enjoy your stupid little parade possibilities in Ottawa.
Well, Zdeno Chara should be kept in a cage, you know. He's an animal. When I'm looking at Zdeno Chara and Brad Marchand, I'm like, look, it's a gorilla and its baby in their natural habitat. Yeah.
Have you ever seen those videos of that little guy that looks like Marchand?
No, who's the little guy?
He's a little guy, like a dwarf, but he's from somewhere Middle Eastern looking. A cat somewhere. I'm going to find him on the YouTube. But he looks exactly like Marchand. Anybody, the whole thing with this guy is his friends get him all riled up and they videotape him raging, this little guy.
Brad Marchand is your parents' friends are coming over when you're a kid and you have to sit at the kids' table with Brad Marchand looking masked. And he's like a wet towel, snappy in the bag looking mask. And he's like, come up behind you and put his leg behind your feet and push you backwards by your chest looking mask.
He grab you by the wrist and all of a sudden you hear like cracks.
Yeah, or First Nations Aboriginal Canadian burn. Remember that move? The two wrist twist? Oh my God. Brutal. Yeah. He's that looking math.
Okay, let's take a break and I'll find you that video.
Ew. Ew.
Fucking ready.
And we're back. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to hear something crazy?
Bonnie?
Metallica bassist Robert Trujillo.
Trujillo.
Yeah. Trujillo's 12-year-old son joins Korn on tour as a bassist.
Yeah, I guess he's a little monster bass player.
Sick.
That's life when you're rolling.
He looks like Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Oh, really?
Like if they made a show called The Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer Kids,
yeah.
He could play young Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer. He's a little Encino Man looking mask.
Encino Man. How about the final installment of the top five playoff jams?
Okay.
Would be the Leafs versus Capitals.
Okay.
And here's the jam.
Hey, Zenith. Do you want to hear a joke?
Who?
Zenith.
Sure, I'd love to hear a joke, Larry.
Hey, the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Hello.
That's the joke.
Hello.
Hey, do you want to hear another joke?
I can't hear you because I only listen to what's going on with the Leafs.
Hey, do you want to hear another joke about the Leafs?
Yeah.
Did you know that Ovi is Russian for it's over for the Leafs?
Hello? You there?
I can't hear you when someone says bad things about the Leafs?
If you say anything stupid about the Leafs, I just can't hear you. Shut up.
Hey, that Austin Matthews is pretty good.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, you heard that, eh?
Yeah, I heard that.
Do you know that Nazem Kadri's really good?
He sure is.
You didn't let me finish at video games?
Hello! Hello!
Selective hearing guy, what a jerk. Like, physically, and claims he legit cannot hear when people say that stuff. Hey, you know Tyler Bozak?
Yeah, I like Tyler Bozak.
More like Tyler Bozo.
Hello? Hello?
That's such a strange ailment. That's such a bizarre ailment.
Try and throw me.
Hey, you know Frederik Andersen?
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Yeah, he's a good goalie, right?
Yeah, he is.
For a Bantam A team, maybe.
Hello? Hello?
How do you spell hello? 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 Hello?
Yellow!
Full yellow. On yellow.
Huh?
Yellow!
I love that one.
Yellow!
Yellow.
We have been having so many Easter egg hunts on our property.
Oh, yeah?
I've run out of places to hide them, yeah.
You're already hiding stuff?
Well, Carol bought an egg emoji painting kit.
Yeah.
So there was some egg boiling followed by some egg painting and making them into emojis. And then we ran out of boiled eggs, so we started using real eggs. And then we started hiding them all over the property.
So, like, randomly they're just going to rot and then going to be Greek?
Well, no, we found them.
If you don't find
them. You find them. Yeah, it's an Easter egg hunt.
I thought it was, like, chocolate eggs.
No, no, no. It's the real thing. Real eggs.
Real eggs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Real
eggs.
What if
they get crushed by, like, local prey, birds of prey, saying, I want to grab those?
So far, so good.
Yeah?
Maybe because they're yellow and making emoji faces.
Maybe.
They don't look real.
It looks like a ball or something, and they've tried many times, and that doesn't work with poking into that. Hey, my son found a Coke, half Coca-Cola bottle, like old Coca-Cola bottle. And he thought it was too sharp, so he figured if he put it in water, it was like gonna
soften
the edges. Like, I'm like, yeah, Jack, that's gonna take about 500 years,
300 years, bud.
But he's like, no, it'll take like 10 years, and he's like, puts it on the counter. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, 10 years. We'll just
leave it on the counter for 10 years. I'll take it with me when I go to college.
Yeah, no thanks. And my other son. Hit a big milestone with my wife.
What?
He was all upset and was all crying and bummed out. And he's like, I've been holding something from your mom.
Uh-oh.
And I've been using it and to get things, and I feel really bad. It's been eating me up inside, he says.
What is it?
He says, Mom, I'm 11. I know that Santa Claus isn't real.
But he's been rocking it.
Yeah, but I've been using it to get things.
Aww.
But it's been eating me up inside, he said. And he's crying from it.
Aww.
Poor little guy.
What did she say?
Well, she says, well, I don't know about that. I've never seen anything that doesn't prove that he's not real. And don't tell the other kids.
Most importantly.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't impregnate them with notions of doubt.
Yeah.
Don't impregnate your brother.
It was pretty pretty emotional for the little guy, though, eh? Isn't that
classic? Heavy. Well, yep. I assume there's a point, and there wasn't for me because I was five.
Mm-hmm.
But I assume there's a point between I'm not sure, and wait a sec, why would I blow this for me?
Yeah.
Right?
It's only good here.
So that's what he was wrestling with.
Yeah.
The weight on his conscience was too much to bear. That's a sign of good boy, though. I love it when my kids tell the truth, even if it's hard.
Yeah, and I know.
I always reward them with, that's no problem. I'm so glad you told me. That couldn't have been easy to tell me.
Yeah, and you're like,
because you want to keep that truth train coming.
Yep, and then you're like, let's go party somewhere.
Hey, what did you do for your birthday?
It's been so busy around here. We've just been chipping away at a good time. We haven't had a full, like, a day to go out because there's been stuff with school and Lisa's been busy and I've been busy.
So you haven't been to Frankie Tomatoes yet?
We haven't been to Frankie Tomatoes yet. But we'll
What's
get
your
there.
Go-to order at Frankie Tomatoes?
Oh, I just a little bit of everything. It's a wonderful spot.
Frankie Is it like Tomatoes. A buffet?
Yeah, but it's like good food, quality buffet, and it's big and fun, and kids can enjoy it. You can be loud and make a mess.
You know so you get I mean? A couple of chicken breasts, maybe a cutlet.
Exactly.
You go back for some steak tips.
I'll tell you what, Joe and Gino
garlic
would love
mash.
It.
Would they?
Frankie Tomatoes, we're here. We're in Frankie Tomatoes again. That's the move on a Sunday. Vanelli
what
tradition.
What do they have? Hey, Gino? No, Joe? Walk me through the menu items at Frankie Tomatoes.
You can get cutlets, breaded. You got potato wedges. You got all kinds of different pastas from mac and cheese to penne, arrabbiata. Or you just got some lasagna. Obviously, sticks of bread. And the dessert, it's rife.
Hey,
rife with
tastiness. Do they have rigatoni?
Yeah, sure. What do you want? Everything, Gino. Why do you got to be such a nitpicker?
Hey,
Every single time.
Hey, hold on.
I give you 50 different things and you got to freak out just because you didn't hear the one that you maybe didn't think
of.
Give
me a second.
Feeling that you always say the one that you can think of.
Would you calm down for a second? I'm just asking a question over here. Relax.
All right. Why?
Do they have Fusilli?
I don't know. Dino.
I love when people yell, relax. Hey, relax! And then
Joe like blacks out because he's so worked up. He falls, passes out.
Like, hey, what happened? Where was I?
I'm sorry, Joe. Ma, he blacked out again.
Hey, Ma, Joe blacked out from Rich.
He actually shuts him down like he did.
So you be Gino telling Ma Joe blacked out from rage, and I'll be Ma.
Okay. Hey, Ma, sorry, I was yelling again. Me and Joe were fighting. He blacked out again. Ma.
Let me get a cold face o'clock.
Nah, you don't give him a face o'clock. You smack him. He comes dead, giving him smacks.
Don't you smack him. Splash us some water on his face.
His dad's big bricklayer hands, because he was a mason.
Oh, I'll wake him up. No son of mine is going to faint from anger.
Backhand.
Hey, Joe. You still hungry after Frankie Tomatoes? Swatch of a knuckle sandwich.
Sounds like Russell Martin catching a ball like into his mitt when he smacks him. Hey, Joe, smack!
Hey, Joe, yeah. It sounds like hitting a Roots duffel bag with a baseball bat as hard as you can.
The hey, sound Joe. Of Lenny McDonald kicking a hockey bag down the stairs after losing.
That's so specific. He socks him in the face. No son of mine is going to faint from anger. Get up if you're mad. Work it out.
Wake up.
He throws him down the stairs.
He gets mad at him because he can't take it. Smack jokes.
And all because Gino wants to know if they have Fusilli.
Oh, and he was only saying things that he didn't hear. That's what he does every time.
Hey, Joe, wake up. How's the tiramisu?
Joe's working really hard to be as specific as he can, right?
How's the tiramisu of Frankie Tomatoes, by the way? They just pick up where they left off.
He wakes up,
and the first thing he says is, yeah, they have Fusilli. I'm pretty sure they have Fusilli. I don't know. Do you want me to call?
Where do you see the desserts, Gino?
How about Joe tries to suggest to his mom he wants to go somewhere else other than Frankie Tomatoes for his birthday party? Because he's gone there every single birthday party for his whole life. I was thinking maybe, you know, Arby's or Swiss Chalet.
Okay.
No son of mine's going to Arby's for Swiss Chalet. You get in the car. It's a Vanelli family tradition. We go to Frankie Tomatoes on birthdays. It's just what we do.
Why we go anywhere? I'm making the best food. You've got to shut up and sit down.
She's crying.
She takes it the wrong way. Oh, big celebration. You leave. You go somewhere else. You don't like my food.
No, Mom, we were just trying to give you a night off because you work so hard.
Shut up. And she throws, like, buns at them.
I feel it like you punched me in the face.
Jesus, that's awful.
Let's play Gork Gak.
Okay.
I think we're in the pocket.
Yeah, okay.
So you suggested that a sexual ghost is having its way with the mouths of people trying to give speeches.
Yeah, and his name is Gork Gak.
Gork Gak. Gork Gak the ghost strikes again. Okay, so you are giving a presentation okay. in a boardroom
okay.
to a group of people gathered around the table about the insane profits in quarter two of this
the
year.
The insane profits? He's stoked?
Yeah.
Okay. Folks, I got to tell you, I can't believe what we've done in this quarter. It's... I tell you, it's the best thing I've seen in my years, my tenure here at MRSSST3. My favorite thing in the world is seeing a plus. But this is a, I can't, 710% above. That's how much we made here this last quarter. That's the best that we've ever had. So listen, we got a little trip book for you, for everybody to enjoy. It's a resort. It's in the Palm Desert. It's a lot.
Imagine witnessing that. It would be so funny.
And everyone's
violent.
Like, what's the matter? He's choking on something. What's going on?
And you'd be so you'd be so torn between genuine concern and wanting to help. It's so violent. And the speech went on so long before Gorkak showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And when it happened, it was so relentless.
It started a little slow and then just crazy.
I know. Oh. Were there a couple of, like, flybys earlier?
Yeah, I was like, what's in my mouth? And all of a sudden, it's wide open. Maybe even like a puff trying to spit it out, and then no way.
Because if you were watching that, you'd think, I must have imagined that, because I think it seemed like he was having a bit of trouble there, but like the record skipped. Like, he's obviously back on track. It's so high concept and weird.
Okay, are you ready for yours?
I don't know. Whew. I'll try.
You're
I don't know if I can top that. That was amazing.
Do it. You're reading a story to kids in kindergarten.
Oh, come on.
There's nobody watching to see kids.
Aww.
You're reading the tale.
Like at a library or something?
Yeah.
Okay. This story is called On the First Day of Spring. Who's excited that spring's here? Me too. On the First Day of Spring by Leonard Sprainter. Illustrated by Mackie Makowitz. On the first day of spring, the bear opens its eyes. On the first day of spring, flowers start to open. On the first day of spring, the river starts to rush. On the first day of spring, birds start to sing. On the first day of spring... Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
This is the craziest game yet.
I know. Okay, one more and then we'll take a break. All You're right. giving a best man speech at Adam and Shelley's wedding. But, you know, what if you're giving a toast to the bride?
Okay. Oh, man. Okay.
Whew.
I'm going to collect myself here. Okay. What a night. What a day we're having here. I just want to thank Adam and Shelley. And just, it's so beautiful to see such two great families getting together And man, you know, I've known Shelly for a long time, Adam, and I'll tell you what. She's doing all right. You're a good
Worst thing I've ever been a part of. It's so offside. And it's so hard to understand. I was just imagining that Adam and Shelley had gotten married in this old manse where the legend of Gorkak had been on people's minds, but people thought for sure it was made up.
Since he was a baby.
I mean, the legend of Gorkak is widely known, but nobody's ever really seen it for real.
He's like, and I know your parents weren't there for you, and I was glad to be the one that could help and raise you.
Whew. What can I say about Shelly other than wark, wark, wark? We'll take a break on 105 and be back with worst lyric ever. Whew. Gork.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
I needed a couple minutes to get my head together.
Yeah, I had the dizzy eyes from laughing.
Oh, that was insane.
That was ridiculously good times.
It also just, as our best games do, begs so many questions. Like, why is this ghost doing that to people? Who was he in life?
Well, who knows? But I'm sure there's lots of people that have died in the past that would be happy to be that creeped.
I guess so.
Yeah.
What would you do, bud, if you were a ghost roaming the earth?
If I got gorked? Or if I was
no, just period.
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would just cruise out.
You'd probably play golf at some of the best courses in the world you've never gotten to play.
You can never play. You just walk the course. Oh, I'm admiring this contours of these fairways.
Yep.
What would you do? Would you go back and start creeping in the old underwear drawers of famous people from the 80s?
Why is that your default guess for me?
I'm just thinking of what a creepy ghost would do.
Who says I'm creepy?
No, why not? I'm saying.
I would come and sit behind Carol as she was making pottery ghost. But I wouldn't want to creep her out.
Come up to Patrick Swayze and take the cigarette out of his hand.
Yeah.
Be that ghost.
Guess who's like the wind now? Bitch! Okay, worst lyric ever. This conversation started last week, born out of... we were talking about Night Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
So we were asking folks to come up with the worst lyric ever. There's some great ones. Some great, awful ones.
Yeah.
This one from Joan. I told him I am the flower, you are the tree. We walked in the garden, we planted a seed. Can you name the song, by the way? I cannot.
I can't. It's pretty bad, though. What is that song?
Stand by. Let's go to the Google.
Google the Googles.
What is it again? It is pretty bad. Huh? I told him I am the flower, you are the tree. We walked in the garden, we planted a seed.
Man.
That is from...
It was first.
I wonder if you're trying to pass off. Oh, all I want to do is make love to you.
Oh, that's the Desmond Child joint.
Is it?
Yeah, that's Heart, right?
From the album Brigade, released in 1990.
And I believe that was, I think it was Desmond Child.
What, he was the drummer?
No, he wrote the lyrics for that jam.
On the reel?
Yeah, reel. Hey. I love how we talk about this, because it's not like we have this big... research tool that we, when something comes up, it's usually a guessing game. And if we don't know, we get clarified quickly by the peeps.
By the internet, yeah. And the people. This one from Mike at Spence Talks. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no.
Yeah, that's Bernie Taupin for LT.
Bernie for LT.
One of my favorite lines ever, though, by the way, lately, is that Donovan talking about the Bennies. And the Benny and
yeah.
the Jets.
Benny. Elton's own Benny's, yeah?
Elty.
I guess the argument for this being a terrible one is asking the question and then answering your own dumb question.
Yeah.
This one from Gavin. From Rush the Trees. For the maples want more sunlight, and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Oh, that's bad. What's that
from? That's pretty bad. From The Trees by Rush.
Oh, yeah.
This one from our bud Ricky. I'm going to miss you like a child misses their blanket. That's Fergie. I'm going to miss you like a child misses their blanket.
Fergie. And Neil Peart writes the lyrics for Rush. Unless
does he?
It's the first album, which I'm sure Getty did. When Neil wasn't around.
Rondo Ricky Bobby, Butterfly by Crazy Town, which we've talked about before.
Yeah,
come a lady, come
they're
a lady.
Pretty bad,
a butterfly,
though.
Sugar, baby. Especially the verses, such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. Fierce nipple pierce, you got me sprung with your tongue ring.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I mean, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Nintendo Friendo, Blur, Song 2. I got my head checked by a jumbo jet. It wasn't easy, but nothing is.
That doesn't bother me.
Forward Music Group. I hide out under there? I just made you say underwear.
Yeah, that's our boys, the Bare Naked Ladies.
It's not great, if we're being honest.
But when you say a line like that, it is what it is, though. Like, clear, it's one of those black or white things. That line is just being that way. So you take it for what it's worth.
Yeah. And certainly they had... paved the way with their history of being charming smarmsters lyrically.
You can't bat
this one.
You can't bat a thousand, right, bud?
You can't, bud.
Yeah,
but you can bat
$1 million.
Kenna Bossenberry, Bernie greenlit some bad Bruce lyrics. Quote: "You pay your money and you take your chance." This is from Bruce Kilburn.
Yeah.
In spite of themselves, graceful as these raindrops creeping sperm-like across the car window.
No. Really?
Well, I don't know.
Is that real?
I don't know.
Talking about... Wait. Singing about load?
Is that... is that
I didn't know
possible?
That song was about load, Bruce. Hey, Bernie. He had songs about load, Bruce.
Bruce, a quick question about you pay your money and you take your chances. Stand by. I am going to...
How about I got one for you? How about Gord comes up with a clever rip because he hears about the lyrics like that? And he tells Bernie what he thinks of that song.
So are you telling me Take a Load Off Fanny is about sperm too? So suddenly that's what you have to do is mention sperm in your songs?
Have you heard this, Bernie? Hey.
Well, so are you saying I can't believe it's nut butter? That's all you have to do? Yeah, there it is. In spite of themselves, graceful as these raindrops creeping sperm-like across the car window. Wow. Kenna Bossenberry, that's a contender.
It is.
Isn't it?
It is.
That's a contender. EJ, who really gives a damn for a flaky bandit? Duran Duran.
Yeah,
This one from Paul Ladle. It's a Down with Webster joint. Woe is me. I'm so woe. See me decked out from my head to my toe. Woe is me. I'm so woe.
Yeah, that's aptly titled lyrics for
that's a contender.
The writer of them.
Gavin Thomas, this is a Bryan Adams lyric. A knock on the door makes me nervous. I think I see you standing there, but no, it's only room service.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Oh,
Kyle
wow.
Hetherington, Toto, I know that I must do what's right, as sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I think that's not even factually, geographically accurate.
That sounds like Donovan lyrics, just making up stuff to try
yeah.
and fit it in.
We need four syllables. How about Serengeti? Great. Jonathan Daly, no more maybes. Your baby's got rabies sitting on a ball in the middle of the Andes.
Ooh, that's
Silver
bad.
Chair. John Lucas, before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. It's true.
Yeah.
Leslie, don't switch a blade in a guy in shades. Oh, no. Don't masquerade with the guy in shades. Oh, no.
Corey.
War is Stupid and People Are Stupid. That's from Daniel Ricks. That's a Culture Club, The War song.
A deep track from Culture Club.
Yep. We'll just do a few more. From Steph Dunn, and we were trying different things. We were smoking funny things. Kid Rock, Rippin' Skynyrd.
Yeah. That was bad.
This one from Linda Simpson. My heart is bound to beat right out of my untrimmed chest.
I don't. What's up with that?
I don't know.
How do you? What is the point? What's going on there?
I seen your girl post her BM, Yo Gotti. That's from Julie.
Well, that's just, I don't even get that one.
Does BM mean bowel movement?
Maybe. Taking a load? Or a dump?
Nancy has a great suggestion. Sadness is beautiful. Loneliness, that's tragical.
Oh.
That is Backstreet Boys, and I don't think...
Making up words?
I don't think tragical is a word.
I've never heard it before, and I would say don't try that in Scrabble.
Well, it says it kind of is.
Tragical?
Dreadful, calamitous, disastrous, or fatal?
No, it's legit?
There's no tragical. So
yeah, no,
it's a terrible lyric for that reason,
there
too.
There you go. That's
okay, which one do you think, bud?
Tragical is annoying, the fact that they're trying to make it bad. Trying to redo it.
Phone blown up where you is.
There's some other bad ones. I don't know that. What's your top two? The butterfly is pretty bad.
Yes, I would. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. Sweet Lime. That's pretty bad too.
That's Alanis.
Your first name is Free. Your last name is Dom. That's also bad.
Whoa. Man. Dom.
Freedom.
Who's that?
I'm an undercover liar. I lie under the covers.
Oh, okay. These are getting so bad that I can't even, you can't even judge them.
I know. So I'm going to rule out Come My Lady, Come Come My Lady, only because we've talked about that a lot.
Sure.
Which did you think was the worst?
The last two that you said were pretty bad.
Although, I seen your girl.
The undercover one was pretty bad.
I seen your girl post a BM. So I hit
her
with the DM.
That's pretty bad, too. That's just poor English.
There's so much wrong with that. I think it's between that one and... stand by.
Lion undercover and undercover lion.
Yeah.
That's like Frank D'Angelo styles.
Or what about sperm like across the car window?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty fucked up. That's
so
Bruce,
should we say
right?
That's our winner, Bruce Coburn?
Is that really the lyric?
Yeah.
Come on.
It really is. I would say for Canadianity and podcast relevance, Kenna Bossenberry is the winner.
Yeah.
In spite of themselves, graceful as these raindrops, creeping sperm-like across the car window.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, Kenna Bossenberry. Snappy's on its way to you for that.
Bernie's all mad that he didn't okay the lyrics. Why don't you just send me these to me before putting it in the artwork?
One day I go to the cottage at noon, and this is how I get repaid?
Sperm-like? Bruce, really? Sperm-like?
Well, it's true. Oh, my Bruce is starting to sound like Gordon Lightfoot.
No, it wasn't.
Bruce speaks kind of monotone.
Yeah.
Like this.
What's up with
Sun's
that?
Sun's up. Mm-hmm. Looks okay.
Right? He's got that vibrato.
It's happening in the morning, man. I'm wondering about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy's got a hold on me.
I like when Coburn sings words like ecstasy because there is... exactly
ecstasy.
No ecstasy coming out of his mouth. That's why at Christmas I recorded Joy to the World, the Lord has come, because there's no joy in it. Although I'm going to tell you something, and you probably know this, folks that know and like Bruce Coburn, spend time with him, say he's a great dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and we don't want to hack somebody who's done so much for so many folks.
No, he's a bot.
He was
definitely.
Turbo Butt, and he was way in on charitable acts and thinking globally way before it was cool.
Definitely.
And probably got more of a reputation as being a bit dry than he really deserved.
Well, and he is a kind of, it's interesting because it's like, he reminds me of a lot of really great musicians where they're more to shy away because their ability is so strong with their instrument. Where there's you know, a lot of musicians that just kind of are on everything, but nobody knows who they are because they're happy to just play. And he's one of those, he's just such a great guitar player that I think that's kind of why he's a little quiet and in the background and preferring. He just seems one of those artist types where they're just like so enamored with, they probably grew up just practicing so much that there's a little bit of that, kind of inward thinking constantly, you know?
Well, let's face it, it's easier to not use your platform to do something. It's easier to just kind of do your work and tour and make your money and disappear. But way before it was cool, Bruce Coburn is somebody that was using his celebrity to draw attention to things that were going on around the world that people didn't even know about.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, man.
Definitely.
So maybe he gets an unfair rap as being somebody who's too serious.
Yeah, it's just we're not, this isn't about that. This is about the sperm lyric.
Fair enough.
That's all it is.
Fair enough.
Fair enough or pheromones? That's another game.
Fair enough or pheromones?
Yeah.
Do you believe in pheromones?
Do I believe in pheromones?
Or do you dispute the science behind them?
What, like that they exist and all the energy around them? Sure, I don't know enough about it to say no, that's for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. You mean like when you smell pumpkin and get horny?
I don't know if that's pheromones, is it? It has to do with
the same ballpark.
Does someone that, like, say that?
Or is that when dogs like smell fear? Is that they're smelling?
Wait a sec.
What?
Pheromones has nothing to do... First of all, does anyone ever say the smell of pumpkin gets you fired up?
No, but for some reason, pumpkin is one of the things on the list that apparently make people get fired up, apparently.
What?
Yeah, you never heard that?
No.
Pumpkin.
Like the smell of pumpkins?
Yeah. Maybe that's why there's a lot of kids consummated in the Thanksgiving weekend.
Come on.
Holy fuck, the pie smell in here. Get over here, baby.
American pie. I heard a terrible incest joke when I was a kid that the punchline was pumpkin, but I didn't know that.
What?
Pumpkin. I didn't know... Pumpkin pie!
Yeah, what?
In a study from Chicago's Smell and Taste Research Center, researchers tested the effects that 24 odors had on arousal in men. According to lead researcher Alan Horn, not true.
Who's number one said this?
That increased who's men's cook?
Who's cooking blood flow. Pumpkin pies in here!
Combination of lavender and pumpkin pie.
There you go.
And vanilla had a strong effect on men, and strawberry rhubarb, too.
So, like, what's gone in the Crunch Crunch guys' mini bar? The cookies and cream, for sure. And well, the pumpkin spice brownie bits.
I was just thinking, that's why Gorkgak roams the earth. Because, like, maybe they were serving pumpkin pie at Adam and Shelley's Thanksgiving wedding. And he shows up to get some pie, pumpkin. And he's all fired up, but the pie's gone.
He's like goes crazy during the pumpkin spice in all the coffee shops. And the
I never make requests. Will you do me one favor?
What?
Will you do one more Gorkak just to wrap up this episode?
Sure. What's
it's
the scenario?
It's Wee Day.
What is it?
It's Wee Day.
It's Wee Day.
And you're on stage in Winnipeg at the, is it the MTS Center?
Yeah.
And you're talking to the kids about how the future is going to be okay and how they could do their part in their community. And Gorkak showed up because there's some pumpkin pie backstage. This will take us home.
Okay, so what is there? I'm just trying to get support in the community.
Yeah, you know, Wii Day when all the school children come into the rink and you're a keynote speaker. Craig Kielberger introduces you as Jeremy Taggart, and you come out to give a speech about how the future is
empowering the youth.
Yeah.
Okay. Boys and girls, you see in the data already how powerful the people on the stage are, what they're doing for everybody, the work they've done. I look around here and I see it in all of you, every single one of you. You could easily be up here talking or telling your story about success. Don't be afraid of success. Don't be afraid of achieving your goals. Just get down there and
What a terrible event.
Crowd's going crazy. What's happening?
Thousands of school children.
And I have one of those little mics around the side of the mouth, not like a mic holding, so if I'm like fall down, there's nothing I can do about it.
And you're on your back flailing on the stage. He's ruthless, that ghost.
Ghost is the worst.
That's 105 in the can, bot.
All right, see you, bot.
Bye-bye.